Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and today my devotional is titled Prophecy Plus Prayer Equals Power. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14:3 from the NIV, "But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort." Every solution in the heart of God is designed with one purpose and outcome in mind: to unveil His glory and bring the lost home. Our part of the mission is to pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy, 1 Corinthians 14:1. To prophesy is to speak for Christ and to speak Christ into others, to encourage, edify, admonish, and exhort for the building up of the church. Prayer is a conversation between a son or a daughter and their father. Prayer often seeks answers. When prayer is combined with prophecy, these types of conversations produce solutions. The strategy of the Father's heart aligned with His word are given and then spoken into the core of a situation. This combination sets off a supernatural chain of events directly affecting the natural world and overturning impossibilities. Prophecy is the intention of the Lord upon a matter. It is the answer of the Father's heart spoken into a problem ahead of time. When this prophetic solution is released from your mouth, at the same time offered up in prayer to the Father, it is so overpowering to the enemy that it not only destroys his current plans, it disrupts his plans. From 1 Corinthians 14:31, "For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged." If we can all have intimate conversations with the Lord, all prophesy to build up the church, destroy the enemy's plans, and help bring the lost home, pretty powerful, wouldn't you say? Thanks so much for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.